The second pick that you threw the other day, the one intended for King, how do you view that pass?
It's a bad throw. I don't think it was a terrible decision. You know, we went wide open, but I think I had a chance to get out there far enough to give him a shot. To you know, just to, you know, the ball did not go where I wanted it to. So, so we try to get a shot, and thought if I threw a better ball, had a chance for it.
Eli, other than when Victor is out there, all your receivers and tight ends are really young. How does that affect you in terms of what you're able to?
No, I mean, I think I got a lot of confidence in all the guys that are out there because I got a lot of reps, with a lot of them and guys. Like Roger and TK, I practiced with them all spring, all training camp. Got a bunch of reps with those guys, probably more than I did with Victor, just with some of the injuries and different things he was dealing with. So, we work, we communicate, we talk a lot, we go through walkthroughs and jogthroughs, and I test them. I give them different signals, different checks, different things to see, make sure they know what they're doing and prepare for everything. So all of them are prepared and doing good things.
Eli, you guys have won 4 straight, emotional win Monday night. Playing a team that is struggling, do you have to guard or talk to the younger guys about possible letdown?
No, I think it's we got to go about our business. I got to make sure I'm doing my part, getting myself prepared. Getting everybody prepared for what might occur, getting with the coaches, make sure we're all on the same page. So, it's you learn quickly in this league that if you don't prepare for the upcoming game, you're gonna get embarrassed. So we got to go out there and I don't look at records. I look at it. That Chicago's defense. And I see a good defense. I see a good defensive line. I see good players, good scheme, and they're gonna have a good scheme for us, and we got to be prepared for it.
About just the whole season, their season as a whole. How would you grade your own performance so far this year?
I'm not big into the grading halfway through, so I'll leave that up to y'all.
How do you feel like you've done with ball security this year relative to other years?
Well, we got obviously we have some interceptions. We got to fix that. So we got to make sure not turning the ball over, putting our defense in a bind.
How difficult is it to have a Sunday game after a Monday night game? Is it? You just can't get as much work in as you.
Well, yeah, you just kind of miss a day of practice, but you turn around quickly, and today we just I thought we had a good mental practice today, and so at this point, we're halfway through the season. We're not putting in a whole new offense. A lot of it's you're dressing up things. You got a few concepts, but it's routes you've thrown, things you've done before. So it's still a matter of. We'll know what we're doing. It's just go out there and be able to play good football.